Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we look at our final lesson in the series, The Christian in the Workplace. Our topic today is Be the Light. As a Christian, we know that we have many obstacles that we will face in the workplace, but we also must remember that we must strive to be the light which Christ tells us we ought to be. In Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, the Bible says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Let's remember these words of Christ as we strive to be a good example in the workplace, and we strive not to be intimidated, nor be envious, nor that we are easily entrapped and frustrated when people strive to entrap us, and that we do not give in or are not easily affected by mocking, but that we strive to be a light for Christ and to be a good example of what a Christian really is in the workplace.
We praise you.